The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on a finally Friday morning, and we're going to catch up with everything going on at St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. Georgia Baldwin is with us. I'm sorry, my mouth is not working. I'm tired this morning.
It's been a week.
It's been a week, and the Night of Champions for the YMCA last night was great. It did not go late, but then I made the mistake of going home and watching football afterwards.
I
did stay up late.
Yes. It was such a phenomenal event.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that amazing?
It was amazing. I mean, talk about countywide impact.
Yeah.
So many people from throughout the entire county talking about things that we're all familiar with to help programs that spread throughout the entire county.
Yeah.
It was great.
I love what Josh said, because when he got up there, he said, I had a script prepared, but I just want to tell you about four people I saw at the Y today. And it was, you know, a single mom dropping off her kids. It was a senior, you know, who recently lost her husband, who uses the health facilities there. It was, you know, a couple of other people. He said, this is what the Y is.
Yes. Yeah. Incredible.
It was cool. So St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, kind of business as usual at the county board these days?
It is. We, you know, a lot of the things that we do, you can see the agendas online. You know, we handle everything at the first meeting of the month, the first Thursday. It's actually four shorter meetings. And that's committee, where you can talk about things. Some of the ideas or things that we're going to be voting on are introduced, so that you have the next 2 weeks to really dive into things if you have questions. And then our regular meeting, that's on the third Thursday, is pretty much just everything's really been vetted and hammered out. So we kind of go through a lot of things, but it's, you know, budget adjustments and, you know, we had some ARPA projects approved last night. So, you know, it's good. It's county business getting done. There's nothing real glamorous about it.
I did ask you before we went on the air, I said, you know, what's everybody doing with their COVID money? And it went to every commissioner got, was it a million?
500,000.
500,000 mm-hmm. to take to their district to do something with. And then the rest of it is going to a lot of, well, kind of a wide variety of different projects, isn't it?
It is. And so, you know, parts of it have been used to make the budget whole for, you know, some holes that we had that you could use it for certain things like that. We've set aside, allocated some money for the study for 26 Mile Road. So we've not set aside money to implement things. We've set aside money to study things and to see, like, how, you know, reasonably, responsibly, what should we be looking at? You know, if we have opportunities for growth, if we have parcels that, you know, outside developers, whether it's manufacturing or housing, you know, what types of things are they looking for? Do we have the plots of land available? And does it make sense in certain areas? So there's a lot of planning that goes into where you want reasonable development. I mean, if you don't want any development at all, right, then you're just going to fight all of it. Doesn't matter if it's reasonable or not. If you do want development, but there are just some areas where it doesn't make sense to put, or it would have a negative impact on an area, we need to identify those so that we know, like, when the next big project comes in and someone says, hey, I'd really love to invest $1 billion in your county.
Right.
We can say, well, we've got a spot. And this spot has been vetted, and it looks, you know, it's not really going to have the negative impact on the people who live there. So that's, you know, so I think that study is important, but I also think it's important to point out that that's all we've done is commit to a study.
Yeah. And but that's probably the right way to go about it.
Absolutely. It's all, you know, when you look at Fort Gratiot, that, you know, has become the commercial corridor. I believe we need that, just like we need downtowns. But it came before Fort Gratiot was ready. And so, fortunately, I think it's kind of worked out. It was on an okay stretch. It makes sense. But, you know, a planning department, ordinances, zoning, things like that, were not in place yet. And so you really don't want to just be reactive. These are things that if you're ahead of the game, you can do it so that it has the least negative.
Yeah, and not to mention infrastructure. I mean, you have to be able to accommodate, you know, sewer and water and electric and all that other
stuff.
So,
right.
So all a process. We're getting close to where the primary election, obviously, is over. Primary season's done. We're into regular election season now. Absentee ballots are out already, aren't they?
Almost. So we got the ballot draft yesterday to approve. So, you know, everyone who's on the ballot has to say, yes, my name is spelled correctly, or, you know, I'm in the right category for if I'm running. So those were sent out yesterday. I think the AV ballots go out maybe around the 29th of this month.
Okay.
So if you're on the permanent list, you will get an application. You don't just get mailed the ballot.
Right.
You have to ask for it each time. So on the permanent list, it just means where you'll always get an application in the mail. So you can choose to fill it out and get an AV ballot. You can choose to throw it in the trash and show up and vote in person. So, you know, there are two ballot proposals on this that I think we're probably going to be talking about a lot within the next couple of months. From a county commission standpoint, there are three commissioners who have that we're not sure where mm-hmm. that's going to end up. So Commissioner McConnell chose not to run again. Unfortunately, Commissioner Dunn was not successful in the primary. But both of those seats have a Republican and a Democrat running. And then in Commissioner Rushing's district, he has a Democrat who's also on the ballot. So we have three districts that we don't know who will be in those seats come January 1.
And that hasn't happened at the County Board of Commissioners for quite some time. This is a board that for years has been pretty stable, and there hasn't been much even competition. You haven't even seen people wanting to run or challenge for boards. So there could be a different look to the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, couldn't there?
There could. I mean, we could have three new faces, two new faces for sure, So and potentially three. So it could look very different. So there are some things that I know, especially Commissioners McConnell and Dunn, want to get done. Yeah. You know, they want to make sure that these were things that they were doing. So, like, our lame duck means we're going to work harder in the next couple of months because right. these are projects that, you know, there are things that are important to both of them that mm-hmm. they want to see, you know, they want to be a part of getting those things done before the end of the year. So,
all right. So it could be a busy fourth quarter, huh?
Busy fourth quarter. I think so. And all positive, all good. You know, we do have this ARPA funding and we do have things that are there. There's a lot of positive happening mm-hmm. right now. And really, as a county, as a community, we all come together for some pretty good things. And so I think that we'll continue on with that. And I know with the new board that we're still going to have that. You know, it's you make friends with these people. You know what you're getting. And so, but new people coming on, you know, people who run generally are running for the right reasons. They just want to make their community better. They think they've got a way to do it, and they want to serve. And so, you know, I'm feeling okay that things are going to be okay. We, you know, we're going to start to come together. I think there's so much division, but I'm starting to feel like there's some good. People are willing to maybe come to the table a little more, and so I'm looking forward to that.
You do have to work together on a lot of things, and I think probably more so than people realize. You probably spend a lot more time, in meetings and committee meetings and working on a lot of things behind the scenes.
A lot of things behind the scenes. Yeah. And really, for as divisive as things can sometimes appear, you know, there's not anyone that I may not agree with a vote or even parts of a philosophy, mm-hmm. but I can't think of anybody that I couldn't pick up the phone and have a conversation with or say, you know, hey, I really need to get this done for my community. Can you help me? And there's no one that I can think of that I wouldn't call on a state level, on a federal level, on a county level, even within our municipalities.
It's not like that everywhere, is it?
It's not. It no. really isn't. It's you know, the eggs and issues that the chamber put on recently. And so I was talking to Chairperson Boehm after, and he said, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know if people really want to hear from a county level. I mean, what we do is pretty, you know, it can be almost kind of boring, mm-hmm. right? We're not legislators. We can't really affect those changes like state and feds can. And I said, no, you're right. But we do have a voice at the table, and I think it's important for people to know that we do have these relationships on those levels so that when we do need help, you know, Andrew Beeler has been very helpful with funding for certain projects within just my district mm-hmm. alone. Same with Lisa McLean, you know, her office and Gary Peters' office, Debbie Stabenow's office. Like they've all, their people are ingrained in our area too. And so we're able to just work together, regardless of the letter after your name.
And as you know, because you communicate with people in other parts of the state, there are a lot of counties where they have very dysfunctional boards and don't get things done. And they are spending a lot more time arguing than working together. So
Right. Yeah. And that doesn't help anyone. At the end of the day, if nothing gets done, nothing gets done.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Put nothing that changes on a bumper if sticker. Nothing changes. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm always happy to hear things are going well at the county level of government.
Yes.
Restores our faith in all things government. So appreciate it, Georgia. Thanks for your time,
as
always. Georgia Baldwin with us on WPHM 10 before 8 o'clock. Let's check in with Caleb, see what's happening in our news headlines.